But we also have the Hulk, gloves, so you can smash stuff, which anybody listening can't see, but you guys are seeing it on Skype. I don't know where my thing is, where my Ben Grimm is. What? I don't know where my thing is.
Just laugh episode at that? Title.
Wow, that is nerdy for you to laugh that hard at that statement.
Welcome to Nerd Burger. It's a podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Craig.
And here we are.
It's got a guy and a guy.
And another guy.
On Skype.
And some pizza.
Wait, you didn't tell me there was going to be pizza.
You're not here.
I know, but I could have got pizza.
Quiet down.
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
So how's it going, Craig?
It's going good. How are you?
Good. How are you?
You already asked me.
Wow.
I'm extra good.
Ooh.
Because I'm in the midst of a run through the summer where I average no more than about, it's on average, about every 3 weeks, I have a long weekend.
And why is that? Memorial Day?
Memorial Day. We've got AndoCon coming up.
Okay. So you're taking a day off for that?
Well, it's a Friday thing, too. It's okay. A three-day convention.
Right. But you're taking the day off on Friday? Okay.
And July 4th.
Yep.
Falls on a Friday, so there's a weekend there.
There you go.
And then I'm going to
drive to Wisconsin.
And then there's...
Are you going to fly? Are you going to drive? Are you going to fly?
I'm going to fly.
Oh, you're going to fly this time.
And then there's Gen Con and then Dragon Con.
How about that? Well, that's Labor Day then. So you're bridging so all the way from Memorial Day to Labor Day.
That gets me from one end of the summer to the other.
Yep.
I don't have more than three actual physical weeks in a row where I work five days. There's always a week on one end or the other or both.
And that's a nice thing to
days
do.
Off. It is
coming off of the
5 month doldrums of no holidays
from New Year's Eve until
that my birthday
Memorial
falls
Day.
In the middle of.
Well, you could take your birthday off.
I did this year.
Okay, well there you go. Your birthday slash the Nerd
slash
Burger
the
anniversary
other slash the convention I went to.
Yeah.
But let's talk to the guest who is clearly itching to talk.
Hey, James.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Thanks. It's great to be back.
Seems like we just talked to you yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry.
Today on Inside Nerd Burger.
Yeah.
Remember how a couple weeks ago or a week ago or whatever I said hadn't been a lot of hiccups in getting things done?
You jinxed us.
We had a big hiccup with scheduling.
Well, it wasn't really a hiccup. It's me, you know. I guess I'm a hiccup then.
Yeah, that's fine. It happens.
Incidentally, I cured my son's hiccups today by tickling him mercilessly.
One of the recommended cures.
Hiccup cures through extended torture,
scaring, tickling.
Yes. Well, he said, "Daddy, I have the hiccups," and he walked up. He's like, "You know," and I said, "Well, come here."
Eating a half a pound of raw sugar. That's my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Giant spoonfuls of raw sugar. You're supposed to eat.
When you say raw sugar, do you mean just
granulated
sugar?
Granulated sugar.
Plain old white sugar.
Out of the bag sugar.
Out of the bag sugar or out of the sugar container sugar or wherever you keep your sugar.
Speaking of piles of sugar, can I tell you the story?
Is it about ants?
No, it's about a kid.
Okay.
I was dating a girl. This was years and years and years ago. And she was the oldest in her family and was out of high school. This is, like post high school. This is, but she had
college,
right?
Okay.
Well, I was just out of college and she was not, but she was the eldest kid and she had multiple younger brothers and sisters. And one of the youngest was a little brother. And I was over at her place with her whole family, minus the dad, the parents were divorced, but the mom and all the kids for Christmas.
Okay, I think I've heard this, but go ahead.
Yeah, and I noticed the little kid is running to have this little china hutch in the corner that has the little triangular doors on the side that you put candlesticks in.
Yeah.
but they're not glass. They're solid. So he keeps running in there, running back out, running in there, running back out, running in there, running back out.
And each time he's running a little bit faster.
Yeah, and so we go and look, and he's got like basically two kid handfuls of just pure granulated sugar in his little hidey hole. Because his mom said he couldn't have any cookies or candy before the meal. What a freak.
little kid cocaine.
Kinda. Yeah. That's he was funny. Really hopped up.
You don't say.
A little bit. James, have either of your children stashed granulated sugar in your home so far as you know?
No.
Would you be surprised if they did?
Yeah, that one might surprise me. Penelope seems to have this never-ending supply of candy.
Just I don't know where anyway. She
keeps it, but I think the school is giving it to her. I think... like way as to, a reward for
way
like,
to go, Michelle.
What, huh?
Michelle Obama and her.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not like the school. Well, I've eaten lunch at her school a couple of times. You know, they have like you can actually go and eat lunch with your kid. You know, and man, the food is awful. It's like I remember school lunch. I liked school lunch when I was a kid. You know,
what the hell is that?
Was that you?
Oh, it's an HP update on my laptop.
Which we were talking about before we hit the record button.
That right on time.
All these stupid updates you're getting.
Oh, yeah. And my because I turned – the reason I said that earlier, and we're like totally going on tangents here. I haven't finished a thought yet. But of course, not only is that trying to update, but my home network thing popped up and said I need to update that. Oh, and yeah. Apple software update. Yeah. Like, so iTunes needs to be updated again.
Yep.
Does iTunes like what, can't they just make something and let it go for a while? I mean,
not iTunes,
not any technology, James.
It's
every technology is constantly updating. Cause you got to stay ahead of the curve with those tiny little micro upgrades that nobody even notices. Like what did this upgrade do?
It didn't do anything.
You know what it did? It took up memory on my device.
Yeah. Yeah,
that ate up space that I could be using for other things.
Exactly.
All of the Apple software, iTunes by far updates the most often.
It's ridiculous.
You don't get it anywhere. Nothing even comes close to iTunes as far as updates.
It's like download. So anyway, going back to the...
That's what happens when you have hundreds of millions of people with iPhones. Got to keep them happy.
Yes, yes, download iTunes.
I got a question for you, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike and James, both of you. You guys both use iTunes. Is the can you download music?
Yeah.
With the iTunes software?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You can download, you can pay for things and download and get it just fine, right?
Yep.
How long have you been able to do that?
What do you mean how long?
How long? 10 years?
Sure.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Why the updates?
Yeah, exactly.
It's downloading software. It's software for downloading music.
It's software for downloading music, TV shows, movies.
Okay, so
apps,
it's a glorified zip file.
No, it doesn't just download it. It's a library application.
Okay, it's a zip file and a bunch of folders.
It's in charge of keeping all of your iOS devices updated.
I just think
and it can't.
And that's
somehow,
one of the criticisms of iTunes is that it does too much.
It's just too much stuff. Yeah,
I have a major criticism.
Mm-hmm.
It can't figure out that. The Meat Men is, or like Meat Men, The Meat Men, The Meat Men are all one band.
You have to
or
type
the
it.
Same thing with the Beastie Boys.
Well, you know,
however the music was labeled initially. You
yeah,
know
the
I mean?
ID3 like, tags, that's not, unless you're buying it from the iTunes, from the iTunes store. You're gonna,
but I haven't
you're gonna,
bought anything, everything from the iTunes store.
Exactly.
The iTunes store can go F itself. I have like 400 compact discs that I
ripped. Yeah, so you ripped them yourself and you gave them the wrong name.
I didn't give them any. No, they're all in the thing is, they're all in the same damn folder.
Well, just change the tags. Just go.
It should. You know what? The computer.
Control
is, the
I and
software and... is freaking. It's 2014 with 8 million updates. It ought to be able to figure that crap out.
It's supposed to fix them for you. It's supposed to know.
Don't you think by now it should?
That just opens up a whole nother can of worms. It's gonna
back to your corners. That's the end of round one.
Okay.
It should.
Because this
should
could go for
that.
The whole episode.
All the stuff that it tries to do. Yeah. It's like, finding albums covers and doing this. And it does automatically do stuff. You think it should go, hey, I've discovered that you have three different things that, like, okay, Weird Al.
They kind
right?
of have the same name, yeah.
Weird Al. I have two little things on iTunes for Weird Al. One's like Weird Al Yankovic and the other one's like Al Yankovic or something. You know what I mean? Like, they're not, one's Weird Al and one's Weird Al Yankovic or something like that. It's like, they're all in the same folder. They're all ripped from albums.
Yeah. Can't figure they're all the same thing. Can't figure out that it's all the same thing.
Yeah, you would think, like, with all the technology we have, you know, where they, we, you know, the, I'm not, it's just.
It will take you literally 5 seconds to fix that. To do it yourself.
Okay.
No, won't I have like 8,000 freaking albums, dude? It's not going to take 5 seconds.
Okay, if you have two different Weird Al's, you decide which one you want it, which way you want it called Weird Al. You select.
So what you're telling me is this
all
is
of the other ones, and you like, do Control I and you change the artist name all at once.
Don't you think they could send an update that
freaking, but they don't know which way you want it. They don't know if you want it Weird Al or Weird Al. Well,
they could ask me. I mean, it's
That's true. They could write a program that could be personalized to you, and it could be all cookied just the right way to remember your settings.
Right now, it's asking me something else. It's asking me to register for something.
Yeah.
Register your iPhone later.
You know who you sound like right now complaining about this?
Who?
My dad.
Well, I'm old. I'm an old man, but at least I'm complaining about technology. Like, can it just automatically do this? You know, it's not like I'm saying, this is too confusing. I know how to do something. It's just like, if we're being all advanced and high speed and everything, then it should just do it. Like, everything's on the cloud and it knows. It's like, well, if it knows, why can't it fix Weird Al?
Okay, you want to know the reason?
Or the Meat Man.
Do you want to know the actual reason? Apple wants you to buy all of that music from iTunes and download it and not rip your CDs. They don't care if your CD collection comes in, you know, with two different names for the same
artist.
That's
stupid. It's not like I'm going to like, buy everything I already own. Just so iTunes can be happy with my collection. You know what I mean? They should figure that like people my age
already have all their music on CD. You know, yeah.
It's not like I'm asking them to,
they don't care about us. They care about the tracks or anything. They care about the kids.
No, we're spending
all their money.
We're closer to
iTunes.
Death.
Yeah,
we're closer to not buying anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
Can I complain about technology?
Yeah,
I'm not going to die.
When I go into Netflix,
James isn't going to die. Yeah. He's live forever.
The singularity's coming, James. Just hang in there. You've been eating healthy. You might be okay. There we go.
Excuse me.
That would be that bubbly water you're drinking. Yes. Yeah.
When I go into my Netflix, you know how you have your categories, and then you have your because you watched this,
right?
I have because you watched Kill Bill Part 1.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what's not listed in the 75 titles that are listed because I watched Kill Bill 1?
Kill Bill 2?
Correct. Well done, Netflix.
My Netflix is just screwed. Because everything in my Netflix is... Yeah, it's
create different users.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's all screwed up now.
You got to be careful on Netflix.
Keep all that curated and separated.
You got to be careful. Be careful on Netflix when if you accidentally press play on the wrong thing, or if you get one of those suggestions to you might also like this.
Yeah.
Like right after you watch a movie or something, you get a thing that says you might also like this and lists three things. And if you press the button, it plays it.
Yeah.
It doesn't stick you into the list of
that
putting it on your
me.
List. It puts you to play. So you might suddenly press play on something you don't plan to watch and all of a sudden realize
it's been playing or it already played.
Well, it starts to play
the next time
and then
you go
it registers as you have watched it,
right?
Because I've had stuff that I only watched for 5 minutes and decided this sucks, and have it register as you watch this. And because you watched this thing for 5 minutes that you didn't like and turned off, now here's a whole suggestion.
Yeah,
75 things that you might also want to turn off in 5 minutes.
They should make it where you have to get at least 50% of the way through before it registers that you've watched it,
right?
Not
and then it
seconds.
Also goes into your list of possible categories.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've screwed up my Netflix because the kids, obviously. So it's like, you know, I've watched, not me, but, you know, my Netflix thinks that I've watched Go Diego Go, you know, Pet Rescue or whatever. And then I've watched Zulu twice.
What's that?
So Zulu?
Yeah.
It's like Michael Caine. It's a, you know, the British army being attacked by the Zulus. It's a classic movie. You should watch it. You need to get on Netflix and watch Zulu. You're wrong. When we're done, you need to go and watch Zulu. It's awesome.
I started watching something.
I have an English friend that comes over and we watch it.
Craig, I started watching something on Netflix yesterday.
Okay, what'd you start watching?
Why don't you guess?
Mad Men?
Yep.
Ooh.
3 episodes. Virtually nothing happened in those 3 episodes.
That's you're just going to make that joke every time. It doesn't make a difference whether something happens or not. You're going to make the joke.
Boy, though, that Don Draper.
Kind of a douchebag.
He's just a horrible human being.
Most of the people on the show are.
Yeah, and as I understand it, it just gets worse as it goes along.
He has his moments. Every so often, you get this glimmer of hope, like he might become a better person. And then he cheats on his wife again, or forgets about his kids, or screws somebody at work.
Like, so he's cheating on his wife right away.
Or is incredibly misogynistic because it's the 60s.
He's already cheating on his wife when you start the show with a prostitute, right? And I'm like, who is she? She's familiar. I recognize her voice and her face, but I couldn't quite place her until she turned sideways in profile. And you saw her giant nose. And I'm like, oh, it's Charmaine from United States of Tara.
Her giant nose.
She has a really big nose.
Okay.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
All right. Let's actually talk about some news.
That sounded a little distorted.
It sounded fine here.
Well, on my end it sounded like dun 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 dun.
Well, don't worry about it. It's over. Okay. James,
good,
did you ever?
It's good that we're talking about it now.
Speaking of Netflix, have you watched Breaking Bad yet?
I watched a lot of it in Afghanistan.
Oh, you did? Did you? But you never finished it?
You know what? When I got home, I think I caught like the last couple of episodes. Like when it ended, so I did see like the ending.
Oh, you
like,
okay? Missed, good. Then we can
I
talk
probably
about
missed
this.
Like half of the last season. You know what I mean?
Leading
like,
up to that, but you saw the end.
Right. Like I've seen most episodes of Breaking Bad. Yeah. Yes,
so did
from
you,
the beginning.
Craig, did you hear about this? Somebody interviewed Bryan Cranston.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Walter White might not be dead.
Yeah, whatever. Story's done. Move on.
Yeah. But that leads me into this story. And this happened, this was local here. I don't know if you heard about this, James. Paris Gray, upstanding vice president of her about to graduate high school class in Jonesboro, Georgia, was suspended when administrators figured out that her yearbook quote meant. It read, "When the going gets tough, just remember to barium, carbon, potassium, thorium, astatine, arsenic, sulfur, uranium, phosphorus."
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that spells?
I think I saw that. It was like back that ass up or something.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Here's the funny thing, though. Back that as up, it was a song by somebody named Juvenile.
I can agree.
From like 20 years ago. And she had apparently was a toddler at the time that came out and didn't know or didn't care that it was some misogynistic rap thing and thought that it meant you have to go back and start all over. So she actually had a positive spin.
Okay,
she's making it up.
Here's she actually thought that, in which case she's dumb. Or she's a giant liar.
Yeah.
So pick your poison.
And she ended up getting a $2,500 scholarship from somebody because of the notoriety she got out of that. You want Google Glass News?
I don't know. Do I?
So Google had an eye doctor that they were paying to help them with figuring out, you know, where's the best place to put this glass thing in your field of vision. And he admitted in an interview that it causes extreme pain. He says the gist of it is your eye wants to naturally look straight ahead or down, and to constantly look up and off to the side.
It strains your eyes.
Makes it use muscles that it doesn't normally use.
Oh.
And it will give you like a ridiculous headache and eye strain pain.
Wonderful.
So now apparently Google got to him and said, dude, what the F? Because follow-up story, Google Glass Eye Doctor backtracks after speaking out of pain. Oh, it's not that big a deal. Never mind. Forget I said it. Nothing to see here.
Here's a giant pile of money. Mm-hmm. Retract your comment.
And now they're building self-driving cars with no steering wheel or brake pedals.
Not a fan of that at all.
And they're already legal in California and Nevada. They got to go ahead to put these things on the road. You know what, though? I'm actually, like, if they can make it work and it can be safe, think about it, though. It's like taking the train to work. Like, you don't have to do anything. You could do other stuff. You could be on your phone or on your laptop. Or sleeping.
Sleeping. Sleeping would be huge.
or really, really enjoying your waffle taco breakfast? James, before we recorded with you yesterday, we recorded our first ever episode of the Nerd Burger food blog.
Wherein
Craig delivered some Taco Bell waffle tacos, and we ate them while recording and gave our impressions.
And we'll put that on the food blog page.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to make it a whole nother podcast.
Okay. I think I would like to participate. But
all right, we will invite you the next time, but that's going to require some extreme coordination.
Well, maybe I'm just my own independent food checker outer.
Yeah, if you want to figure out a way to record yourself while eating.
Because that's what we were doing.
And then like, just send us an MP3.
It shouldn't be that difficult. I think I could probably manage that.
But you have to maintain the high quality of the Nerd Burger Enterprises.
What was our rating system that you came up with?
For that one, it was clogged arteries.
Is it clogged arteries? And we both gave them the 2.5 clogged arteries because they were neither excellent nor terrible.
Now we're reviewing the review. This is
I have a hard time with this because the whole clogging of the artery has nothing to do with how much saturated fat is in it. It actually has to do with like how inflamed you are.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
There's a lot of factors.
But this is a funny podcast.
Yeah, and it's,
so I was making a joke.
And the whole reason, if you listen to episode 61 with guest Lisa, you would know that we have a food blog because she has a food blog and she gets all kinds of preferential treatment by going to restaurants and saying, I have a food blog. So we made a page on our website that says food blog so that we could go to restaurants and say, we have a food blog. Give us preferential treatment. But anyway, I have an update. Okay. I'm increasing my rating to 3 clogged arteries. I'm giving an additional half a clogged artery based on the leftover pile of maple soaked bacon chunks in the bottom of the box of the bacon waffle taco.
Okay.
That was an experience right there eating that.
Okay. So
eating out of that box. Sorry.
So you'll have to clip that onto the end of the
review
or something. Okay. Anyway, moving along. Shall we do a quick Abe Vigoda status check?
Yes.
According to abevigoda.com, Abe Vigoda is alive.
Yay! Still alive. Have you seen that, James?
Yes. As a matter of fact, that was like one of the highlights of
your trip.
Yes. I was in the middle of the Mojave Desert sucking at everything. Just life was just sucking in the middle of the Mojave Desert. And I'm not even supposed to have my phone.
Is that why you didn't respond to it?
Yes. Well, it's... Without getting too deep in the details, you know, it was one of those things where, like, I wasn't supposed to have my phone, but because of the kind of unit I'm in, as opposed to the thundering herd, the rest of this brigade I was attached to, the people, they call them observer controllers, the OCs, well, I guess they're called OCTs, observer coach, basically like the guys that run around with you that, like, aren't really there, but they're kind of like the referees, so if you get shot, they're like, okay, you're dead, or hey, your leg is shot in the knee, or whatever.
Like the laser tag judge.
They're the game masters,
kind of. Yeah, so it's kind of like LARPing for big boys, out in the Mojave Desert. So anyway, I'm like in the middle of like doing stuff, and I'm like, God, it sucks out here. I haven't showered in 2 weeks, and it's like, bling, Abe Vigoda is still alive. I was like, yes. I needed that.
Aw.
I needed the to know that Abe Vigoda was alive.
Well, I'm happy to be able to help.
Is that the only reason you got through your perilous ordeal?
No, but
you should send him a message.
Abe Vigoda?
On the interwebs and let him know.
I don't know. We should talk about like what's going on with what is it? Not Ron Glass, but just thinking of all the people from Barney Miller, but what is it? Wojohowitz. I can't think of his the guy that played Wojohowitz on Barney Miller. I can't believe I can't think of his name.
Craig's going to the Google.
Before you say it, I'm give me a second.
Okay.
What the heck is his name? It's not wrong. It's it's driving me crazy. Go ahead.
Max
Gale.
There you go.
Yeah.
What about Max Gale?
Just what's going on with Max Gale?
What's going on with him? Well, let's see what the Wikipedia has to say.
I know he's bald. Balding. He was balding back in the 70s.
So he's probably bald now.
He's fat and bald. But I think we all get fat and bald in the end.
He runs Full Circle, a production company that which has featured documentaries on such subjects as Agent Orange, Native Americans, and nuclear issues.
So he's a flaming liberal.
Not necessarily. He might be doing actual informative documentaries that don't have an agenda built into them, like how documentaries are supposed to be, where they just tell you about the thing.
Mm-hmm. I doubt it.
Well, he's from Hollywood and not a flaming liberal. Well, okay, so he's one of about four actors. He's Clint Eastwood or
James Woods.
James Adam Baldwin.
Adam, yeah. Eric.
Eric? Yes.
Alec Baldwin.
Eric
Baldwin. No, he's a flaming liberal. He played a hardcore conservative on 30 Rock.
Uh-huh.
Anyway. So, he's got that. He's done a bunch of, you know, acting stuff here and there, but runs a production company. How exciting.
I had a
Who's the guy from Firefly?
Huh?
There was a bunch of guys in Firefly. You talk about Ron Glass. Jane?
Yeah, what's that?
Adam Baldwin.
That's what I said, Adam Baldwin.
Well, I got stuck on thinking Alec.
I'm like, wait a minute, is that a Baldwin brother?
No.
Did I get that wrong? Does he have a different last name?
He's not related to them at all.
Okay.
Did you know that British scientists cloned a dinosaur?
No way.
Yes way.
From amber? From mosquito blood in amber?
No, they cloned a baby Apatosaurus that they've nicknamed Spot.
It's alive?
It's alive.
Get the... out.
No.
Shut the front door.
Yeah.
That can't be true.
How have I not heard of this?
There's a picture. It's it looks like a weird look. Mike's coming over here to look. Come on, Mike, come around. It's like it's a little embryonic. Well, it really a dinosaur looks like a bird. Embryonic thing.
When it grows up.
Well, you got to give it
a baby bird that fell out of a nest and died.
Got to give it time. But yes, guess what? A dinosaur looked like a bird.
That's not... They're just pulling your leg. That's not a dinosaur. It's a dead baby bird. It fell out of a nest.
Okay.
That's what it looks like. We'll put it on the website.
They extracted DNA from preserved Apatosaurus fossils, which were on display at the university, John Moore University in Liverpool.
How did they get DNA out of fossils?
I'm looking at millions of years old. Dude, I'm looking at a dinosaur clone thing, and I remember seeing this picture a while ago. It's a freaking the picture I'm looking at, which may not be the one you're looking at. It's just like a baby kangaroo, man. It's like a out of the pouch freaking. Yeah, that's not a freaking dinosaur. I just dropped the F bomb. Sorry.
Fine.
That's not a dinosaur. That's a kangaroo. The independent UK dinosaur cloned. A load of crap. Now I could see if they it's all it says hoax. I could see if they cloned a mammoth, you know. And I think they should. I think all megafauna should be cloned.
Haven't they? They haven't been able to do that yet.
Not yet. I don't think yet. But all they got to do is they just got to put that cloned embryo or cloned egg into a regular. You know, an African elephant or an Indian elephant or whatever. Yeah. Bam, you know, you got a mammoth. You know, you can get that going again.
Okay.
What's going on over there?
It was a hoax.
Yeah. But how do you get, I want to know how you...
I just thought, that'd be really exciting news.
Yeah.
It would be, but it's bullcrap.
Now, if you hadn't come over here to look at the photo, I might have actually suckered you. And now, to be fair, I'm not going to do this like every other
episode.
It's
not a regular thing.
Anything. No, I saw the thing and I was like, and I thought the exact same thing when I first saw the thing. I was like, it looks like a bird, but I was like, well, but dinosaurs and birds are related. And so I kind of went with it. And then I dug a little bit. And I was like, really? And I couldn't find anything else anywhere else. And then I went to Snopes.
Oh.
So, good for you. You have not been tricked. Yeah, it was a slow news week. So,
was that it?
I gave it a shot. No, I mean, there's other little stuff that I came across. We're going to get to superheroes in a little bit here, but you guys saw, this is actually a little while ago, because we took a little time off from recording. You saw the Batman or the Superman logo with the Batman thing worked into it for the new Superman sequel. Yes, no. James?
No. No, uh-uh.
Yeah, it looks like the Batman symbol, but with Superman's S kind of carved into it.
So what does that mean?
It's got both logos. It's a melding of both logos because Batman is getting a big part in the next Superman movie because they're leading up to the Justice League movies.
So they're going to start bringing other people in,
right? There's already been like a photo of the girl who's playing Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot. I'm not sure how to pronounce her last name.
Yeah, she's Israeli, but she's got a
There's a shot of her.
Looks like it should be French.
Yeah, there's a shot of her on the set that's been circulating a little bit. Like she's
did she put some weight on?
She was
Isn't she tiny and ridiculously thin?
Yeah, she's not exactly Amazonian. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. But
Linda Carter didn't have any kids.
and any gigantic girl babies
that they could use.
But the movie's going to be called Batman 5 Superman. Batman V Superman. Because they couldn't be bothered with the S for the verses.
That's not... a single V is against.
Whatever.
In legal speak. Versus is VS.
Oh, so this is going to be a legal drama.
When used like that,
I know, it's like, yeah, Roe against. V. Wade kind of thing, right? So Batman V Superman, they're gonna
fight.
Well, they're going to have a legal... They're going to have a court case.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be like Law and Order.
Who sued who?
Law and Order.
Go ahead.
Dun, dun.
Subtitle.
Chung.
Subtitle, Dawn of Justice. Yeah.
Not watching it.
Well, alrighty.
Hey, I watched my first X-Men movie.
You did?
Last weekend with Craig and Larry.
Yeah, how was it?
It was good. We watched the X-Men First Class. Apparently, I'm going to watch them in chronological order now.
If you want.
I can.
I'm not forcing
since
you
I
to.
Started there.
You have the...
Yes, the guy who played young...
The luxury of doing that.
Young
now.
Patrick Stewart, I believed was a young Patrick Stewart because he kind of looked like him, had a big nose. The guy who played young Ian McKellen looked nothing like Ian McKellen at all. Was it Michael Fassbender?
Michael Fassbender, yes.
Yeah, totally didn't buy that. But whatever.
That's okay. But now you're going to have to wait to go see X-Men Days of Future Past.
Because that's
at the end of everything. It's
Wait.
Well, because it crosses over between both series.
I'm not going to go to the theater to watch that.
No, I can
wait till that comes out.
But you need to see X-Men, X2, and X-Men 3 Last Stand before you see Days of Future Past.
Okay.
Because you won't know who a bunch of the people in Days of Future Past are.
Now, where'd all the Wolverine
those?
Movies
see,
fit in?
Look, hold on. Time out for a second.
Okay.
This is why I was never into the X-Men comics. Because...
All the time travel?
Not even just the time travel thing, which I don't recall there being a lot of time travel. And I wasn't a big X-Men comic book fan. But... Just the 800 different storylines of the X-Men. It was always like X-Men this and X-Men that and X-Men this. And Wolverine had his own side thing, and just too much. There were just too many different, like, I think there was like a West Coast X-Men. Maybe there was West Coast Avengers. I don't know. It seemed like there was just way too many different timelines, and I don't know. I just never could get into the X-Men.
Okay.
And the whole mutant thing, I found that irritating too.
But isn't that kind of the?
Yeah, I don't know. I just felt it was kind
of
annoying.
Story.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, like, we're mutants and we're persecuted. Like, okay, whatever. Really? I mean, you're freaking superheroes. Shut up. Like, the whole storyline was kind of like, okay, that's besides the point. Like, superheroes should be fighting supervillains without all this other jazz. It's like, it's why the Silver Surfer comic books.
So it's a little bit too meta. Like, oh, I'm a superhero, but it's because I'm a genetic mutant and I'm being persecuted.
Well, yeah. The Silver Surfer thing kind of started bugging me too. It's like, you know, I'd really like the Silver Surfer, but there are whole issues of the Silver Surfer where he's just mopey.
But really, you just like the Silver Surfer because he was a surfer.
I guess initially, but then I just got into the character. You know, I mean, as a power cosmic, he's pretty much indestructible. But you know, anyway, tangent. I guess you were talking about the X-Men movie.
Yeah, there's a bunch of Superman. It got me thinking Superman. Uh-huh. There's a bunch.
Well,
yes.
I'm just saying, I'm the Marvel X-Men
thing,
guy.
Yes,
so I don't want to watch any DC. Freaking, I don't want to watch Superman. And then the Batman movies. Like, what are there, like 9,000 Batman movies now?
Regardless, there's
sick
the
of
point,
Batman.
The point with the X-Men thing, yes, there's a lot of characters, and there's social allegory and all sorts of stuff in there. But there's also just kick-ass fight scenes and witty banter. You know, you can just kind of gloss past that stuff if you just like you say, Mike, you just turn off the brain and enjoy a popcorn movie. Mm-hmm. You can get that out of the X-Men movie.
Yeah.
I want a Fantastic Four movie that really has the Thing in it.
Okay.
I want a real Ben Grimm. Like, I don't care. It can be CGI. It doesn't have to be a guy in a rubber suit. They can go ahead and CGI it and make it freaking awesome. And, you know.
Who is that? Michael Chiklis? Is that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Michael Chiklis. I mean, it was, you know, okay. I think they did an okay job at that. But in order to really do Ben Grimm, they need to put, like, they did a really good job on the Hulk. In the last Avengers movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was the best Hulk yet. And I think if they can do the Hulk, they can do the Thing. Like, I would like to see a Fantastic Four movie with, you know, with a Thing, with Ben Grimm done like that. It can be played by any actor. It doesn't matter. Right. I mean, doesn't have to be played by an actor that's like really bulky or anything. It can be played by, you know, if they can do Gollum, you know, and there's an actual actor that plays Gollum, they can figure out how to do Ben Grimm, especially with the Hulk. The way they did the Hulk is fantastic. And with steroids, you can be a skinny little bastard and become Thor. So have you ever seen the before and after pics of that dude? I don't even know his name. It's like Chris something.
Hemsworth?
Yes. He's like a few years ago, he was like
scrawny and spongy. Dude,
skinny and like ridiculous. Like, hey, you need to eat a burrito, dude. Like super bad, like skinny.
Yeah.
And now he's a monster. Oh, and while I'm sure that lifting and drinking a gallon of milk a day probably
and having unlimited money to pay a personal trainer to force you to do all that stuff.
Sure, but there's, I mean, to put on that kind of mass.
Oh, you're just speculating. There's no actual story that he was using steroids.
There doesn't have to be a story, dude. You can freaking look at the transformation.
Allegedly.
I'm sorry. I mean, like, I'm sure he took some creatine and some like legal, you know, supplements that are all good, and you can put on some mass. That's not like but I think a lot of these guys in Hollywood, they all take freaking growth hormone. And I mean, look at Sylvester Stallone. I mean, come on, like, it's Hollywood. And if my job was to be, if someone said, you're going to play Thor in this movie, so you need to do what you need to do. And here's several million dollars. I'd be like, oh, okay.
And here are some phone numbers you might want to call.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, it's not like he's competing in the Olympics. I'm not saying that
some guy in a van comes rolling up with a little cardboard box full of needles.
Yeah, I'm not passing judgment
off the table.
The
we're going to just inject awesome. You with some stuff.
Yeah. Or I mean, like, look at, was it Robert De Niro in Cape Fear? I mean, talk about, you know, transforming your body for a role, right? He played Al Capone, and he put on like 30 pounds or 40 pounds of fat for that role, and then like a few years later
60 pounds for Raging Bull.
Yeah. So I mean, he went from like, but in Cape Fear he's a freaking monster. I mean,
and was that right after The Untouchables?
I think so.
So he went from being overweight to all cut and ripped
and big.
Well, Christian Bale went from The Machinist.
Oh God,
where
yeah,
he was a stick figure.
He does that all the time.
To the
though.
Batman movies, where he's pretty buff.
Yeah,
not, you know, ripped, but you know, he's in really good shape and he's got some muscle on him. But yeah, that guy goes up and down, does crazy stuff.
Right, and in Hollywood, that's your
his
job.
Body's going to suffer for that later.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fine. I'm saying that's perfectly fine. I mean, you know, I can go in that whole discussion about, you know, whether or not steroids. I've never taken steroids, by the way. Not that anyone would think I have taken steroids. but I'm saying, like, I think people, if they want to do that, they should be able to do that. But any rate, my point is like, you know, I don't know what my point was. I guess it was just that I want Ben Grimm in the movies and
more Thing.
Okay. Speaking of
cigars,
superheroes.
Look,
okay,
we need more cigar smoking superheroes.
Wolverine can't be the only one.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Exactly.
Speaking of superheroes,
mm-hmm,
I hear you've got a superhero in the house.
I do have a superhero in the house. He frequently, but he changes his identity from Batman to Captain America fairly frequently. but he was asking me,
this is your son.
Yes, it was my son. He is always having conversations with me about superheroes and who my favorite superhero is. And, you know, we'll have the same conversation over and over again. Like he just today, he was like, Daddy, who's your favorite superhero? And like for the past week, every day I've been like, the Thing, the Thing is my favorite superhero. And he'll be, like next day, he's like, Daddy, what's your favorite superhero? I mean, it's always like that. He's like, things like stumble out of his mouth. It's, you know, he'll be like, Daddy, the guy who,
his brain's Daddy, moving faster than his mouth.
Daddy, the guy who, people with capes, the guy, can Batman fly? You know, I'm like, no, Batman can't fly. Well, he has a cape. So cape equals flying, apparently, even though we know that capes are no good, you know, because we've all seen The Incredibles and we know that capes.
No, we haven't.
What?
I have it here.
Mike doesn't have any excuse. I loaned him my DVD.
Dude, you have not seen The Incredibles?
No, but it's right here. Like, look, wow. Look, did you right watch here.
That? You got to watch that today.
Maybe.
Dude, that's not just like a kid's movie. That's one of my favorite movies, period. Like up there with like the Blues Brothers and Dr. Strangelove.
Did you break the little clips off the side of this?
I may have, yeah.
Dude, The Incredibles is a fantastic movie. It's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, could you hear it? It's right here.
Stop, okay. You're going to break it.
So, Jack the other day was talking about...
Now, we're talking about your son, Jack, not Jack from The Incredibles.
Right. Yes, my son, Jack, who is not an infant who can change into different elements. Thanks. He was talking about the Batmobile the other day, and mm-hmm. he's like Batman has the Batmobile and it can change into different things like the Batma boat or the Batmo plane or the Batmo, you know.
He doesn't quite have his Batman conjugation worked out yet.
No.
Give him time.
Oh my gosh, it was so funny. The Batmobile or the Batmo boat.
Now, if he says the Batmo motorcycle.
Motorcycle.
What else did we come up with? The Batmo dozer?
Yeah, the Batmo dozer. Yeah.
Because he needs that to build the Batcave.
He needs that to try to exactly. He needs that to try to. No, I'm not gonna. Never mind.
Now what? Now Batman's a billionaire though, so he wouldn't just have a Batmo boat. He would have a Batmo yacht.
Exactly.
Oh yeah.
With little Batmo boats mm-hmm. that would come out of it. But you know, he's kind of like Iron Man, I think.
Yeah.
You know, he's
very much.
So
he's a tech guy.
And, I've tried to.
And well, he's also a super detective.
Yeah. But I've tried to explain to my kids that there's two different worlds, right? There's the DC world and the Marvel world.
Oh boy.
Good luck.
Yeah.
At their age.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, like, so you don't see, I was like, you don't see Batman with Spider-Man. You see, like they're different.
Batman with Superman.
What you need to do is you need to go and find the very occasional, because it did happen.
The crossovers
that they would do between DC and Marvel. I was just looking at Superman stuff when you guys were talking about things before, and there was a Superman meets Spider-Man kind of crossover.
I remember
just one issue or a few issues or something like that. They do that every so often.
Yeah, it's rare, though.
What if a Batman existed in the 20s? Would he have a Batmo Zeppelin?
Probably. A Batmo Zeppelin.
A Batmo.
Wowee! A Zeppelin!
A Batmo Model T. Yeah. He has to get up and crank it up before he chases down the Joker.
He wouldn't have to crank it up. Arthur would go out and crank it up for him.
Arthur?
Steampunk Batman. There's probably a steampunk Batman, isn't there?
Alfred, you mean?
Arthur, whatever. What do you mean? Ooh,
Bat nerds the world over are screaming. Dude, Arthur!
not that big a fan of Batman. Like I said, especially now. Like there was a time where I thought the Batman, like after, I don't know. I think like the Michael Keaton ones were kind of hokey.
Kinda.
The first two were decent, and then they kind of went. Oh,
the Mr. Freeze
God.
One with Arnold, and I love Arnold Schwarzenegger, but that one I was like,
okay, "Nice to meet you."
Yeah, you know, I'm a big.
He
Conan.
Says that.
Yeah, I know. I've seen the movie,
but I don't know, man.
And you know just, who all the nerds wanted for Mr. Freeze and for them to bring that series back around and make it serious again?
Who?
Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart is Mr. Freeze.
Yeah. That's who all the nerds wanted. Instead, we got Arnold Schwarzenegger because you put an actual actor in there who could give the character of Mr. Freeze a little pathos.
Whoa, wait a minute. Wait, hold, time out. Are you saying Arnold Schwarzenegger isn't an actor? Dude, you're dead to me. We're not even, I should just leave. I should just get off this podcast right now. We're talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Get out.
Here, take my hand.
Get down.
Look out.
Look out.
It's not a tumor.
It might be a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
Who is my daddy know. And what does he do?
Could have played a better villain, maybe. I don't know. But then again, I'm not a Batman guy. But what about, wasn't there like a, what's the guy that's like, it's not the Sandman. Is it the Sandman? That's a Spider-Man villain. But there's like a Sandman kind of guy.
Oh, yeah, that's Spider-Man.
But there's a Sandman kind of guy in the Batman thing, right? I don't know.
I don't know. Craig, are you looking that up? Batman, Sandman.
I don't know. But I, again, Batman's like, it's...
Sandman has been used in a lot of places. There's a DC Sandman.
Okay, so there is a DC Sandman. And there's a Marvel Sandman.
There's a Marvel Sandman?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then there's Mr. Sandman. The
Sandman. Bring me in.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm just trying
roses
to think
and clover.
What other things my son?
Tell him that my lonely nights are over. Oh, my God. You know the only reason I know that song?
Back to the Future.
Well, it's Back to the Future, and it's actually in an episode of Family Ties.
Is it?
Yeah, there's this weird episode where it was like a fantasy sequence or something where they found something to do with Tina Yothers.
The one time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was her name on the show?
I don't know.
Okay. Tina Yothers and her friends end up becoming like, I think it's somebody's having a dream, if it's Alex or Skippy, and they're going around the country on a train singing Mr. Sandman, and they're a big hit. Oh, it's all done, and it's all done in black and white. It's really just weird.
Now, that's a show, for whatever reason, I watched it when it was originally aired,
mm-hmm.
and I think I watched most of it, or I was able to watch
it. Holds
most
up.
Of it. I don't ever remember seeing it in syndication.
Oh, I must have.
To where I could watch the reruns.
There, it must have been at some point, because I rewatched some episodes. It was quite a while back, but I watched them, and I was like, wow, it holds up fairly well. You know, you have to kind of know the 80s, because there's Ronald Reagan jokes and hippie jokes and all this thing. But
there's the Hulk.
It does hold up in the humor. And I remembered them going. I remembered where they were going with the jokes. I was like, I know what's going to come next. I must have watched it.
James is playing with toys.
Yeah.
Sorry. What? I just felt like I needed to go get the Hulk. So we have the Hulk. You know what? Let me give you an inventory of, since we're talking about superhero stuff. Now the Hulk won't stop talking. So I've got, like, my son has the Hulk, and there's the Silver Surfer's surfboard. There's Batman, Godzilla.
Oh, good. Is that your Godzilla?
That's my Godzilla. You remember that from architecture
school. Why isn't it in your office?
I don't know. It's, you know, I'd let my son have my Godzilla.
It's a cubicle
toy.
Fixture there.
It was. Somewhere, I don't know. There's like 8,000 Legos on the floor. There probably are 8,000 Legos on this floor, I would mm-hmm. estimate. But we also have the Hulk gloves, so you can smash stuff, which anybody listening can't see, but you guys are seeing it on Skype. I don't know where my thing is, where my Ben Grimm is. What? I don't know where my thing is.
Just episode title.
Wow, that is nerdy for you to laugh that hard at that statement. I mean, because
we're 12.
Dude, what are you, in middle school?
Yeah,
exactly.
So I got Spider-Man. Let's see what else we got here. There's another Batman. Where there's a Captain America and there's a Ninja Turtle. Which Ninja Turtle? Hold on. I don't know. Can you identify this Ninja Turtle? He's got the blue mask.
Blue mask.
Oh, I don't remember the masks.
Okay, but there's another.
Okay, maybe we're not 12. Because if we were, we would know.
There's two Batmans right there.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. What's this?
Is that a Lego lightsaber?
Whoops.
Whoa. Somebody's naked.
There's a naked Captain America.
Leonardo wears the blue mask.
Okay, and look, there's another Batman. We have three Batmans. There was a fourth Batman. I think Jack has more. He'll tell you Batman's his favorite. I'm pretty sure. Actually, I could go downstairs and interview him. Oh, and here's a Batman mask.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is some pretty serious just non sequitur-ing all over the place.
Well, it's, you know, I mean, we were talking about superheroes, and there's a Power Ranger costume. So anyway, my boy is like about the most boyish boy, I guess you could, you know, lots of Batman.
Except for the naked Captain America.
Well, you know, I got nothing on the naked Captain America. I don't know.
Those are some nice wood floors you have throughout.
Yes. Well, how about I turn off the camera now?
Oh.
Well, we could talk to Jack about his superheroes. I think this may be a good time. Hey, Jack. Come here, Jack.
Get over here.
Come here, boy. All right. So, Jack, who's your favorite superhero?
Batman.
Why?
Because he has a Batmobile and it can turn into any vehicle.
Yeah, like what?
Like a Batmobile copter, a Batmobile plane, a Batmobile planet.
Batmobile planet?
Whoa. That'd be cool.
Like the Death Star? The Bat Star.
Yeah, so who's your second favorite superhero?
Iron Man.
Why?
Because he can shoot bullets out of his suit.
Okay.
Is that why, or does he just like the billionaire, wealthy superheroes?
Billionaire playboy character.
But Jack, what do you have on your arm right there, son?
An iron gun.
An Iron Man gun?
It's an iron...
That's pretty sweet. I never had cool toys that cool when I was a kid.
Yeah, Jack has all the superhero toys. So,
You know what I had?
A stick.
I had a Halloween costume that was the $6 million man, where it was a plastic face that was molded to sort of look like Steve Austin, that had eye holes and nose holes in it.
Right.
And a plastic smock that said $6 million man on it.
Yeah. I had the $6 million.
To let people know what superhero I was.
Right. I had that. Dude, do not shoot me with that. He had that pointed right at my crotch.
Right at your thing?
Dude, this morning, he kneed me right in the freaking
thing.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. It
really?
Was terrible.
Doesn't that just happen every other day, though?
Pretty much. I try to tell him, like, don't do that. And, well, hello, Penelope. No. No, you can't. Because Holland... Because mommy doesn't want, you know, I can't talk right now. go play.
You don't want to get into neighborhood politics on the podcast.
Okay. I'll talk to you about it in a minute. Okay. So,
you are so not in charge.
Well, no, I'm in charge. I assure you.
No,
but, the kids across the street had lice. So she's like, hey, can I go play with so-and-so? And we're like,
no.
Let's give it a couple days. Let's let that clear up over there before you go over there. No. At least I would be fine with her going over there, but I think Anne would be like, you sent her over there. So I don't know.
And now we're all itchy.
That's right. You know, we had it, or I mean, I didn't have it because I most of the time don't have any hair. But Penelope had lice. And that was like one of those things where you're like, you're at work and your wife calls you and goes, Penelope has lice. You need to come home right now.
Why do you need to come home from the lice?
Are the lice stealing things? No, I mean, they're holding a gun on her?
They send your kid home from school, you know?
Oh, and she couldn't go home?
I don't remember. She came home. I don't remember, but it was like a family emergency or something. I don't remember. It was just a big deal. But
I mean, okay, I get it. If they're, you know, right, got to have a parent at home. But if you know, if she were already there, and I know Anne, and I can say this, you know, let James do his job, and he'll come home and
take it. Doesn't work that way. No.
See, because you're not in charge.
Okay. Well,
suckered.
Yeah. Well,
that's okay. That's okay.
If I were single and didn't have, you know, kids, I'd be in charge, I guess.
I'm barely in charge of my life.
Okay. Well,
I still have work responsibilities, and I have to come do this podcast, and I have games, stuff that I have to do this podcast.
All the
difficult things in my life.
Yeah.
Like I have a job and a wife and kids, and I'm in the army. So, you know, I think I've.
Yeah, you chose that.
Yes, I did. That's right. Well, somebody has to. Yep. Somebody has to do that crap. So I might as well be me. But hey, I thought we were gonna do like a game show or something. Or did we eat up too much time to do the game show? Or I didn't get a buzzer per your request, but I could just be like buzz.
You can do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Before we do the game show, though, I just had two more news items. I had a lot of news items, but we're gonna do this because James is on with us.
Okay.
So they have pizza drone delivery in Mumbai. Just FYI, if you ever find yourself in India, you can order a pizza and have it delivered to you now.
That's because those people believe in capitalism.
but this article has a really, really delicious looking pizza picture. So there's that.
Being brought to you by a robot.
Yeah. And then
robot waiters or monkey waiters, Mike? Which is better?
I don't know. Monkey waiters if they have fezes.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know if I... Okay, we might have to cut this because I'll have to get permission to put this on the internet, but one of Allison's coworkers has a pet monkey.
Dude. Okay. Like, nobody should have a pet monkey.
And
what kind of a monkey? Like a monkey monkey?
It's a little monkey.
Okay, a real monkey, not a chimp.
Yeah. No,
a monkey. Gotcha.
And it lives in a giant cage and wears a diaper. And I have the question has been asked, and she has yet to get back to me on whether or not he has a fez for it. But if he does, I'll try to get you a picture, James.
Nobody should have a monkey.
And he's had it for 20 years. They live to be 40.
Oh, good. Well, he's made it halfway through without getting his face and genitals mutilated. But okay, good luck to him.
Okay,
because it's still a wild animal.
Yeah. Okay. Follow up news.
Sure.
Okay, we talked about Adam Carolla's problem with the patent troll.
Well, the whole world's problem with the patent troll, really.
Well, yeah.
Wait, what? What?
Adam Carolla is being sued by a patent troll over the who claims that they created.
Podcasts back in 1996
claims that they created this
the idea of podcasts
and some piece of software that allows podcasting to happen. And now he's basically trying to sue all podcasts out of existence.
But because Adam Carolla's podcast is the most popular podcast on the planet, he decided to target him more money.
I didn't know that Adam Carolla had a podcast.
He's gigantically popular.
Yeah.
Oh well, see, I didn't even know.
So
that's how out of it I'm. I'm just so out of it. I'm not hip.
Well, anyway, a patent troll tried to go after Newegg.
I don't know, the electronic retailer
mm-hmm. online.
Yeah.
Okay.
Newegg.com, computer parts and stuff.
I believe you.
And they fought back and won.
Nice. Take that, douchebag.
Here at Newegg, we have always believed paying off extortionists only encourages more extortion, and there had to be a negative consequence of suing Newegg without just cause. We insisted on seeking a return of our legal fees from Site Update Solutions, which is the troll. Their demand that we waive our right to seek fees for dropping a lawsuit that should not have been filed in the first place was outrageous. What a joke. We believe that trying to make a patent troll pay no matter what amount sends the clearest possible message to all abusive patent assertors and their contingency fee lawyers that if they file a frivolous lawsuit against Newegg, they will suffer some consequences. So basically what happened is not only did they win, but they went after the troll to reimburse them for their legal fees.
And that's the way it's got to be.
Yeah.
Make them think twice about it.
Stop using the legal our effed up justice system to play the lottery.
Yeah.
So there you go. So there's that. So that was just a update on patent trolletization, if that's a word. So
I've never heard that word before today, patent troll. That's new. I'm learning all kinds.
Not only have you not heard patent trolletization.
It's somebody that goes out and buys up a patent on something.
And then
it's like some minor piece of technology or code or software or whatever. And they go out and they claim, hey, I own this thing and I owned it, you know, and people are using this thing or some variation on this thing illegally and I should get paid for it. And so a lot of people just say, oh, okay, well, here's a little pile of money, go away.
Yeah.
And finally people are saying, no, screw you. I'm fighting you and I'm going to go back after you.
It's just really exploded with the advent of all of this technology that we have.
Yes.
But yet you can't get Weird Al.
No one has that patent because no one's developed that technology yet, apparently.
To figure out the meat men.
Yeah. No, all the people that have the capability of producing that type of software expect you to do it yourself.
You know, what's awesome about technology, you know, going back to having the cell phone that I wasn't supposed to have and the whole Abe Vigoda thing.
Yep.
There was a point towards the end of the rotation that we were using our cell phones pretty blatantly. Just kind of like, it was like, you know, initially they were like, hey, you need to have your cell phone, but don't let anybody see it. But we need you to keep that on you. And towards the end, we're just like whipping out our cell phones, sitting in our Humvees, you know, like doing whatever. And I'm
playing
sitting
Angry
in the middle,
Birds and
huh?
Playing Angry Birds and Fruit Ninja.
Well, what I was gonna say is
now
that,
wait a minute. So in this war game situation, the cell phones were playing the part of Geraldo Rivera,
giving away your position.
Kind of, yeah. No. Anyway,
right.
At one point, I'm in the middle of the Mojave Desert, and I'm like, I wonder what the waves are like in Virginia Beach. And I actually checked the surf report and was watching video of the First Street jetty and looking at the waves.
Cool.
From the middle of the desert, like the signal was good enough.
Yeah.
In the middle of the Mojave Desert to check the waves at First Street jetty in Virginia Beach.
Man, 3,000 miles away.
I love living in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, it is. It's like the Jetsons, except we don't have flying cars. But everything else is pretty much the same.
All right, are we ready to play a game show?
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Let's do this because, you know, I have stuff to do. I'm a grown-ass man. I have my kids on autopilot watching TV. I'm a bad father.
I don't have anything to do.
I know.
Okay.
Game show.
Oh, we got to get this going. Roll. Here we go.
Welcome to Who Googles What? Who Googles What Where? This is another map-based
okay.
game show. We've done this before.
All right.
So we've got a map of the United States and a list of the states and all of the most popular things that are Googled within each state. Now, but
I'm not going to look up whatever map it is.
No, don't look it up because that would be cheating.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to do it.
Well, thank you. Craig, what are you doing?
Shut up.
Dude,
I'm getting my soundboard back where it's supposed to be because I had to shut it down in order to stop that long ass piece of music.
He had this look on his face like, oh, so we're not supposed to look it up, huh? And then he started typing.
That's exactly the look I had on my face. Yes.
Okay, now we've got the map just shows you the number one, but what we're going to do is we're going to go down and dig down into the list and go state by, we're not going to do all the states, we're just going to pick a few, and they list, it's like the top five or four or six or seven or whatever, but we're just going to pick three. I'm going to list three, and you have to guess which one is the one that is the most popular Googled word or phrase from each state.
This is going to be filled with filth.
It's multiple choice. Yes, right. It's going to be filled with all kinds of things.
Do I need a buzzer?
Or
can I just say buzz? Since that's what James
right
is doing.
There.
Lazy.
If you're both saying buzz, how do I know which one of you is buzzing?
I would be I'm insulted on behalf of James and myself that you don't know our voices yet.
Mm-hmm. How about he says buzz and I say ring?
No, oh, I've got a buzzer. It's the rooster buzzer that I always use.
Well, Hold on. I've got a little stupid gizmo thing here. Hold on just a second.
Are you going to do the Hulk?
Am I going to do what?
The Hulk thing and it'll just keep talking.
Yeah. I could do
it doesn't auto shut off.
How about this? Oh, it didn't work. Hold on. I don't think it's going to work.
I love living in the future.
Yeah.
Go technology.
Nah, I think as long as I'm on Skype, this thing isn't going to work. So.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, we're going to start with Georgia, since the two out of three of us are there. Now I'm going to give you three choices, and whoever buzzes in first, you'd obviously wait until I've read all three. Don't just buzz in when you think, oh, it's got to be A. I don't care what the other two are. I'm going to buzz right in. Wait until I'm done talking. All right. The most Google phrase in Georgia is A, athlete's foot, B, butt implants, or C, cooking crack.
Buzz.
James.
Butt implants.
You are correct.
In Georgia, a lot of flat busted.
You get a point.
Flat busted, flat butted people down here.
Apparently. Others in Georgia were divorce, Spanx. Those are those sucking in underwear that women wear.
That makes your butt flatter, right?
Yeah, it's kind of,
antithesis.
That doesn't really make sense to have both of those. Weave.
Oh, okay.
And what is tofu?
What is tofu? People don't know. Oh,
that's a South Georgia.
Way to go, South. Oh,
well, that might have something to do with the large Asian population here. There's so much Asian food everywhere. Everybody wants to know what the hell it is because they keep seeing it on their menus.
Okay.
All right, James, you're in Virginia. We will go down to Virginia next.
Okay.
Where's Virginia? Scrolling. Okay. All right. Most Googled word or phrase in Virginia. Is it either A, black-eyed peas, B, Che Guevara, or C, Farmville?
Buzz.
I don't know if counts as you buzzing, so I'm going to go with Craig on that.
Damn it.
Black-eyed peas.
James, do you want to try to...
It's Farmville.
It is.
Yeah.
Jeez.
How did you
want to know why?
Yeah.
Because there's a Farmville in Virginia.
Oh, it's a city.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the game.
Well, it may be the game, but it may be a lot of people. There's a Farmville in Virginia. As a matter of fact, I remember driving when we moved up here. I was like driving along and there was like, an exit and it says like Farmville. Or maybe I was driving up to Fort Belvoir. But anyway, I was in Virginia and I remember seeing that and going, there's a Farmville here. So.
Okay. Next.
So I got the point for that.
Yes,
I got
you
two
did.
Points.
Do you know about Brownsville and what is it?
Brownsville?
Brownsville and Whitesburg?
No.
Whiteburg?
This sounds familiar. Remind me.
Brownville and Whiteburg. I think those are the name of the towns. They're on opposite sides of the freeway just north of Indiana. There's an exit sign that tells you go this way for Brownville and that way for Whiteburg. Not kidding. I might have the Bergenville part wrong, but it's there.
Brownburg and Whiteville?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Since two of us are from Wisconsin, we'll go there next.
Oh, okay. Just going to make myself look like an idiot here again.
But. Is the most Googled word or phrase in Wisconsin A, log rolling, B, Mike's Hard Lemonade, or C, survival shelter?
Buzz.
I think that was Craig.
That's fine.
Mike's Hard Lemonade.
James.
Survival shelters.
It was log rolling. Nobody gets a point. It was the obvious answer.
Okay.
Now, James, do you want to do Florida or New York, since we're doing where we're from?
How about Florida?
Okay. Most Googled word or phrase in Florida is A, alligator wrestling, B, Juvederm, or C, Mazda Miata.
Buzz.
James.
Juvederm.
Craig.
Mazda Miata.
Craig gets a point.
I went for the weird one. I was like, alligator wrestling.
Well, I don't even know what Juvederm is. And that's actually, I went up with the weird one too.
Yeah, I just waited for you to eliminate one.
I was like, I don't even know what Juvederm is, so I'm going to go for it. Because I didn't even know that Adam Carolla had the podcast.
Yeah.
So I figured if I didn't know what it was, it must be popular. So, all right.
Yeah. Okay,
so
we'll do New York next.
Am I losing?
It is currently James 2, Craig 1. what you eating there, buddy?
Would you like to do a food blog about it?
Well, when you have munchkins,
yeah,
and you walk around and you realize that the lunch you had prepared for them is like a quarter of it was eaten.
Yeah, you got to finish it for them.
There's like two platefuls of potato chips. Ooh, you're like, yum. Hey, well, I mean, might as well eat these potato chips. Sorry, I knew that the crunchiness had potential for audio issues, but now you made me swallow, like, inhale a potato chip.
Yeah, now you need to drink some bubbly water, wash that down.
So, okay, I'm sorry, go to New York.
Okay. Most right, go. Googled word or phrase from New York State. Is it, now I got to find the one that's at, okay, is it either A, bed bugs, B, marrying cousin, or C, sniffing glue?
Buzz.
James.
Bed bugs.
Craig.
Sniffing glue.
Craig gets a point. Now you are tied. Should we just do one more, or do you want to do three more?
You're the editor.
It's tied, man.
How long is the episode? we can do a tiebreaker and just...
Sudden death? Let's do three more, because I want to do some of the funny ones. Okay, let's do California.
All right. Is
the most Googled word or phrase from California A, bros before hoes, B, Kim Kardashian, or C, meat is murder?
Buzz.
That was Craig.
Meat is murder.
Craig gets a point. Very good.
Bunch of hippies.
Yeah.
Delicious murder.
Yep. You can taste the suffering.
If God didn't want us to eat meat, he wouldn't have made animals so tasty. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Sorry. That's a comedy clam. You can call me out, Mike. That's an old joke.
I like the comedy clams.
That sounds
terrible. It's questionable.
All right. What next? Come on. Let's go. I want to win.
All right. We're going to do Mississippi.
All right.
This is the southern ones are very funny. Is the most Googled word or phrase in Mississippi A, codeine, B, dogfighting, or C, twerking?
Buzz.
James.
Dogfighting.
Twerking.
Craig gets another point.
Damn it. Damn you, Craig.
All right. So there's only one.
I know
more.
What he's going to do. Go ahead.
It's going to be worth 5 points.
There you go.
So currently, the score is Craig 4, James 2. Anybody can win.
Yeah. We do that all
we
the
do
time.
This all the time. all right. We're moving a little bit west into Texas.
Tejas
for our final joke. And Texas likes to ask questions.
Okay.
By far the most Googled questions with a question mark. And we'll read.
Where it's not just a noun phrase, basically. It's
or
like
a single
literally
word.
Asking a
They're
question.
They're literally asking a question, an okay. interrogative.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yes. So, and I'll read the rest of them when we're done.
Okay.
But your choices are most Googled question or word or phrase from Texas. A, are zombies real? B, do I have herpes? C, how to cook meth?
Buzz.
James.
A.
Are zombies real?
Yes. Damn it.
Craig, for the win.
God damn it.
What was the second one? Not the meth one?
The second one was, do I have herpes?
That one.
Craig wins! Wow. Good job, Craig. Craig wins.
I'm just going to sit here. I'm just going to eat my chips.
And James wins with potato chips.
I meted that one because you said it was a question. And the third one that you read wasn't actually a question.
Did I blow the end?
Yeah. Oh, you should have made sure to phrase it as a question.
Oh.
That makes the whole game null and void.
No, we have to do another lightning round worth 10 points now.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But okay. Let me read the rest of the questions from Texas. Are dinosaurs real? Are zombies real? Can dogs talk? Do I have herpes? Does beer make you fat? How to cook meth? How to sell your soul to the devil?
In Texas?
Yes.
That must be all coming out of Austin.
You know what that means, though? That means people are actually willing to sell their soul to the devil and just don't know how to go about doing it.
That's probably from.
It does imply that. Yes.
Yeah.
That's Houston. That's not Austin. All right.
No,
Austin's the one that's filled with all the. All the very, very left-leaning hippie types and hipsters, and the rest of Texas is very, very conservative. Austin's the city that's got all the like the music festivals and everything that actually draws like Hollywood over there.
Yeah, but okay. Houston has all the people from New Orleans.
It's got Houston, Planet Houston. Anyway, fine. Let's.
One more.
See if we can't make Craig lose because he won his last game show he played.
Okay. Can we make Craig stop talking in third person?
We might be able to make Craig do that. Okay. Are you willing to come down here and make Craig do that? I'm only saying that because I know you're going to be in the area in like a week.
Well, actually, I'm not.
Oh.
Yeah. Anne's going, but I'm going to stay here.
You're not going?
No.
Why not?
Various reasons. Oh, okay. Again, there's some army reasons. I got army crap I got to do.
Final question.
Okay.
Okay. We're going up to New Jersey for this.
Jersey.
Forget about it.
Yeah. Most Googled word or phrase in New Jersey. A, Bon Jovi. B, six-pack abs. Or C, thumb wrestling.
Buzz.
James.
It's B. It's a six-pack abs.
Eh.
What?
Thumb wrestling.
Craig wins again.
Dude, the most searched thing in New Jersey is not thumb wrestling. That is bullcrap. There is no way that's even true.
You're calling
that is just pure nonsense. You're telling me in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Dude, there's a better chance that No. I'm not buying this.
Well, you know, it says so on the internet, so it must be true.
Yeah. And I'd play that if you had your music, if you had your sound back up.
Hold on. Time out. I would guarantee you, I'd be willing to bet $100 that the word prosciutto.
Sorry. What? You bet $100 what?
I think I would bet you that prosciutto. Or prosciutto is probably searched more than thumb wrestling in New Jersey. That's ridiculous. Thumb wrestling is the most searched Google term in the state of New Jersey.
According to this, yes. Does anybody want to know anything about any other states?
That's ridiculous.
You can go ahead, but I think he's just going to call you a liar a bunch more times.
Yeah.
I'm not calling him a liar.
He's calling this article a liar.
Thumb wrestling. Come on. Why? Why do we suppose thumb wrestling is the...
I don't know.
That's ridiculous. That's just ridiculous. All right.
Illinois, it is racist jokes. James, you'll like this. Colorado paleo diet.
Yeah. Well, you know, people in Colorado are supposedly really fit.
Yeah. Montana, meth.
Montana.
Meth? Meth, yes.
Math? Oh, that's nice.
No.
Everybody likes to do math.
Blue meth.
In Montana. That's exactly where I went again when you said Montana.
I'm moving to Montana soon. I'm going to be a dental floss tycoon.
Okay, you want to avoid going to South Dakota.
Okay.
Because the most Googled word in South Dakota is Nickelback.
Maybe they're looking for ways to keep Nickelback out of South Dakota, to be in South Dakota a lot.
It could be. Ohio, raccoon hunting.
I'm not buying this, man. I think somebody just like randomly picked stuff out of a
Pennsylvania.
You can't tell me that in Ohio the most searched thing Google.
Yeah.
Think about the things that people search for in Google all the time. Addresses, like what you know, what like the Civic Center or whatever. You know what I mean? Like something like Cincinnati Civic Center or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's bound to be something that is Googled more than raccoon hunting. Ohio.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it. I understand what you're saying, but Pennsylvania's makes sense. And it probably should be what New Jersey says. Back shaving.
That's as bull crap, man. It's bull crap. There is no way, man. This, like, it started off, I was like, okay, some of it, like the first couple things, I'm like, all right, that's weird, but okay. But back shaving, no, wow. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I believe back shaving more than I believe thumb wrestling.
Okay. Blog.estately.com, you are on notice. James has called BS on your
James called shenanigans.
On your Google map.
So. Thumb wrestling.
Okay. Can we get over it now? It's just a website.
No, we can't get over it. Just because, Craig, like, I don't like something doesn't mean we're going to get over it. It's not like, oh, James is flaring up on this subject, so let's just stop talking about it.
All right,
no,
okay.
No, thumb wrestling is not a search term, the most popular search term anywhere.
Okay, in Tennessee, the most searched term is Elvis Presley. That's
where does this come from? Legitimate. And maybe it is Elvis Presley, but where does this come from? What's the website?
It's estately.com, but they sourced it from Google directly. New Mexico UFOs.
Sure,
that makes sense.
Okay, again, I'm sorry, but I think that probably
North Dakota curling.
No, that is not the most searched thing in North Dakota.
Well, it would be. The timing makes sense because of the Winter Olympics.
Okay, they have to eliminate all the... They must have eliminated, like, mundane things like...
Kentucky?
Like, the
bowling.
Water. You know, like, how do I pay my water bill? Or things that people search for to, like, pay their bills or, like again, go to the civic center or the library or, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Are there a lot of colleges in Rhode Island? But because the number one search term in Rhode Island is beer pong.
In fairness, James, when it comes to searching, like, the everyday things that I want to do, it gets very specific into my life. So I don't just say, you know, I don't just search on pay water bill. I search on pay water bill Marietta, Georgia.
Right. Okay,
and there's not going to be many people who are going to search that phrase.
But you would search Marriott, you would search Cobb County Water, right?
Or whatever.
Let's just say, or whatever. Say it was Cobb County Water, right? There are enough people that live in Cobb County that probably ping Cobb County Water.
Yeah, but that's just one county out of the whole state. We're talking state.
Okay, but a whole state of people aren't looking up thumb wrestling. Like, I think more people in Passaic, New Jersey are going to look up Passaic Water Company or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, I would just think about it, think it through. Thumb wrestling, okay, the entire state of New Jersey, there's a high likelihood that a lot of people looked up thumb wrestling because there's just a lot of people and there's a lot of things to look up. And yes, okay, thumb wrestling, there's probably thousands of people who looked up thumb wrestling, but there are probably thousands of people that looked up you know, Newark Airport.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. I am certain that Newark Airport was
Chris Christie or Bridgegate or there you go. You know, I mean anything Chris else Christie that's statewide.
Or even Bon Jovi, you know.
But, well, that was on the list. That was one
it
of
was.
Them.
And I could almost buy that. Or
do
Bruce
you want
to
hear the rest of the list of New Jersey?
Anything but thumb wrestling. I'm sorry. There's no effing way.
Here it is, and they put them in alphabetical order. Bon Jovi, Britney Spears, Cure for Baldness, Girdles, New Jersey Jokes, Pantaloons, Six-Pack Abs, Teletubbies, Thumb Wrestling. Out of those, Thumb Wrestling had more hits than anything.
Somebody's cooking the books, man.
Oh, okay.
Somebody decided, if that's true, somebody searched Thumb Wrestling like every day, all day long to make it do that. I mean, think about it. Newark Airport is probably going to be searched more in New Jersey and New York than anything that you said for New York or New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Just people like trying to get to the airport website to see if their flight's, you know, coming and going and picking up somebody or whatever. So I don't know. I think it's bullcrap. Therefore, the game is null.
Fine. It's null. Moving on. It's null. Okay.
Right. I mean, like, it makes sense, right? I mean, thumb wrestling.
Okay, we got it.
I think it's hilarious that Illinois Googles thin crust pizza because they don't know what it is.
Google pizza?
Thin crust pizza, yeah.
Because
Chicago
deep dish. Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite combination. Crap, where'd it go?
Don't pick Kansas.
Okay, there's only three things that can Google
Kansas.
Don't
pick something that doesn't make any sense. James is going to talk for 15 minutes.
Hoof and mouth disease.
Okay.
Kansas farmland. That makes sense.
I'll go with that.
How I Met Your Mother.
Kansas.
And toupee.
All right. How I Met Your Mother, because they just had the finale.
Yeah.
Lots of bald people and bald dudes in Kansas, I guess.
Bald farmers.
Bald horse farmers.
Yeah.
Toupee.
Like bald Kansas is filled with bald horse farmers who enjoy How I Met Your Mother, apparently.
Okay, so then why is it toupee and not thumb wrestling in Kansas?
Thumb wrestling might have been fifth on the list.
Apparently thumb wrestling's a thing in New Jersey.
Hey Vinny, hey, you want to thumb wrestle?
What are we thumb wrestling for? Come on, Salvatore, what are we doing here?
For bragging rights. Hey, I don't like your tone.
I mean, if you Google it, it's everybody's referencing this thing. So,
yeah.
I'm Googling thumb wrestling in New Jersey.
Yeah, that's what I just
Googled. Is anybody Googling Nerdburger?
I don't know.
Didn't show up on any of the lists.
Okay, so here's what we need to do, right? We need to Google Nerdburger
over and over and over again.
Yeah,
so that
like
next year,
time this comes out, I'll be like
Georgia will be Nerdburger.
Like,
okay, so that's our charge for the next 365 days is every day Google Nerdburger like a thousand times.
Was this list for a year?
I've got time to type Nerdburger and hit return into Google a thousand times every single day for the next year.
Mm-hmm. That's what James wants us to do.
I'll try.
Well, is it for a year? Is it a 1 month period?
Oh, I don't know.
How do they get this? I have some questions about this list, obviously. This is
Well, why don't you direct your questions to them? Because we don't have answers, I'm afraid. All we're doing is reading from the internet and pretending that it's correct.
Oh, right. Estately ran hundreds of search queries through Google Trends, whatever that is, to determine which words, terms, and questions each state was searching for more than any other. That's it.
That's all we've got
to go on. That's all they describe for their wrestling methodology.
Bull crap.
All right.
So we're
going to call it a podcast.
A extremely supersized one. Here.
All right. James.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for coming on board the podcast and expressing your opinions. Despite me giving you crap over it, we do appreciate it.
You're always welcome.
I'm not going to stand down.
Yeah, you're a man of your convictions. I'll say that.
It's all right. Thumb wrestling is bullcrap.
Okay, we gotcha. He just wants that to be the episode title.
Yeah. Thumb wrestling is bullcrap.
I think the episode title has something to do with his thing.
Mike, where can they find us?
They may find us at NurburgerShow.com, at NurburgerShow on the Twitters and the Facebook. NurburgerShow.com. Did I say it right?
It's all NurburgerShow.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And email us, NurburgerShow@gmail.com.
And if you can't find any of those things, you could always go to Google
and type
Google
it in
up NurburgerShow and type it in a few times. See if that gets you anywhere. Yeah. On the next episode of Nerdburger, Mike and Craig launched the first of their Nerdburger alternate timelines and alternate stories shows.
Ooh.
We're going to mix it up like Marvel and DC. That's where we'll get Doucheburger in there.
Okay, Doucheburger.
Where we're just Jags. And then it'd be the Craig and Mike Las Vegas road trip.
Okay.
Zany antics. Maybe the What If Mike and Craig Were Nice People podcast. And didn't just antagonize our guests.
That'll be the fictional one.
Yeah. That'll have to be scripted.
Okay. Can
I throw out a quick news item that we didn't get to? It's very quick.
Okay.
And with an editorial.
Sure.
One of my famous editorials.
Yes, please.
Kanye West calls Kardashians the, quote, most remarkable people of our time in wedding speech. My editorial.
All right. Okay. What do you got? Don't put that in your mouth, son.
Oh, alternate episode title.
Okay, we can let you go.
Yeah.
All right. Back to the kids.
All right.
All right.
Talk to you guys later.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.